I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Who sucks less coming up? The word, who cares? What did you have to use in place of toilet paper? 844-999-OLA.
In case you just missed it. And this one, I don't know, man. A guy, he's training in the Army. He steps on a tarantula.
Marine Corps, sorry.
Right. Steps on the tarantula, kills it. Anyway, has to poop, has nothing to wipe his butt with, and used the corpse of the recently deceased tarantula.
Amazing story.
But then he added that he said the hairs on the tarantula were, and I quote, amazingly effective.
I bet they were.
But yeah, people hate spiders. I say, good for that guy.
Well, good for that guy. But, I mean, if you had to pick an animal to wipe your ass with, right? If they said, look, I mean, you know it's not a porcupine. It's not going to be a skunk. And they said, I mean, because my first thought is always a guinea pig. I feel like they'd be
soft. Because it's hand size.
What about
it
a squirrel? A squirrel would probably be good. But then I'm thinking about
squirrel
what
this would
guy
be good
said.
Because of the tail.
Well, see, I don't want that much
end.
Fluff.
Well, no,
I'm saying he's got a nice mane.
See, I think Ted brings up a good point. If you're trying to avoid dingleberries, I think the squirrel's tail makes it a lot more difficult. That's why I played the guinea pig. There's no real tail, right? It's one good wipe. Might have to use his belly if it's a messy thing. Sorry.
Yeah, it's like you could go Papillon, but that's a furry little dog.
Maybe like a six,
wait,
seven.
How small is
a
Papillon?
Like 6 pounds.
I think a Cornish hen. You know, something like in the 6-7
you know what, man? Wait,
chicken phase.
But, man, I say fowl's bad.
Why?
Feathers. You know, feathers stuck to your butt.
I don't know if the feathers would stick,
maybe,
man.
A couple.
Because usually, like, water rolls
not
off.
The majority of them.
I would think that, like, they would give some extra grip. But the point of this is that one thing we do know, and we have someone definitively, say a tarantula in a pinch, great substitute for toilet paper.
Yeah. Maybe a smaller beaver because you're going to get the wetness, and you're also going to get...
I do not use a beaver.
And then you're also going to get the, you know...
Look, man, you're not thinking this through. Like, the guinea pig, he doesn't want to do what I've grabbed him to do.
Oh, are you saying that these animals are going to fight back?
No...
They're
going to
fight back?
The guinea pig has no choice.
Strategy.
The Cornish hen, the beaver, you're going to, once he realizes what your plan is, it's going to end really bad.
What about just the tail of an animal?
Probably like a horse.
I was thinking.
I think a cat.
I was thinking a Labrador.
A Labrador?
Like a dog?
I think it's too much hair
just
hanging
the tail.
Off.
No, I think you can't be friends with these animals. I think it's got to be something where you got to separate.
All right,
that.
Your neighbor's Labrador.
I'm friends? Yeah. I was thinking about
it's
a
not your Labrador. Someone else's Labrador.
Yeah. It's a chocolate lab. What did you have to use in place of toilet paper? 844-999-OLA.
Look, kids, it's a magic trick. Hello, Shane. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hello, Shane.
Hello. So this story takes place on a Sunday. I had to get up for work at 4:30 in the morning, and I was running a little late, and I kind of had to go to the bathroom, and I'm like, all right, I'll just wait till I get to work, and I work about 45 minutes away. I hop in my car, and I start driving, and I make it a ways, and then something just hits me out of nowhere, and I'm like, oh no, and I had to clench up on my butt cheeks, and, like, I raise up out of the seat in my car, and I'm driving with my back, like, arched up off the seat. I'm like, oh no. And I'm looking around, and it's Sunday at 5 in the morning, and apparently every single business is closed where I live.
Yes, on so Sunday at 5 in the morning. That's a good bet.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh no, I'm going to crap my pants. And I'm looking around, and I see a park. So I drive over, and I speed up there and, like, screech my tires, hop out of my car, run up to the bathrooms, and there's a cage chain link fence door over it, and I'm like, oh, and I grab it, and I start shaking it, and I'm like, no! And I hop back in my car, and I'm like, oh, I gotta do this now. And I'm looking around on the ground in my car, and I find some McDonald's napkins, and I'm like, all right. So I drive down this dirt road, and I slam on the brakes, park, jump out, and I had the biggest blowout of my life, like right on the side of the road.
I'm loving it.
That's great, man. That's why you have. That's why you keep napkins,
man. Honestly,
seriously, in the glove compartment, just you need that.
You don't know what's going to happen, but they tend to be. I feel they're going to come in handier than having an extra gas tank in your car.
Sure,
I just like the fact that you arched your back and lifted your ass off of the driver's seat. You had to go so bad, man.
Yeah, you got to be prepared as you get older. There,
I've asked this question before, right? So you're in his situation where it's like, look, it's you have what. Maybe 2 minutes total before you know your body's going to say F you and release. You're speeding up. You're trying to find a place to go. Cop flips on the lights. He wants you to pull over. You know there's a gas station, I don't know, a mile up the road. Do you lead him on the mile chase?
Oh, a mile? Yeah, we're going to that
five
gas
miles. Yeah, a mile. No, you can't do 5 miles. You might get shot.
He's not going to shoot you while you're driving.
He might shoot your tires out.
He might shoot your tires out. But in that case, it's fair to poop yourself. But I'm saying, do you pull over then? The cop and cops take forever, and I get it. Because they're running your plates and all this crap. But by the time they walk up,
the problem is.
Because the other thing is, when they pull you over and they're running
your
plates.
When you get out of the car and you start running out toward the bathroom,
they're going to light you up, man.
Right? That's what I'm saying. You might get shot.
That's what I mean. So what do you. So that's my question. Can a cop please tell
me? I think you pull over, and I think.
And what, just poop yourself?
The problem is, they take forever to walk up.
That's what I'm saying. If you get out of your car, between after they've stopped you, before they've approached you, and they have not told you to do so.
And rightfully so. They got to make sure you're not an idiot with a record. Hey man, I get it. But it's going to take you a little bit of time.
I understand why they do that. The problem is these are extraordinary circumstances where, like, you can hear your butt crying and all the rest of the stuff. What do you do?
I think you just got to scream, I got a poop! And you got to hope he's got his window rolled down. Like, you don't want to get out of your car. Put your hands up and just stick them out the window and go, dude, I've got to... I'm going to crap myself.
You're right, though. Like,
but what do you do?
I don't think it's going
to
work.
Do we have an officer to tell us what...
That's what I mean. Like, in that circumstance, do we just have to poop ourselves to avoid freaking... Or can we open our pants and, like, get out of the car ass first?
And it's not a way to get out of a ticket or any of that crap. It's
like, we're not trying to do that. I don't want to poop in my pants
there,
in my car.
Then you can write the ticket there, and I'll still take the ticket. But, dude, I have got the crap.
Could you, like, try to wave him up so he gets even with you? Like, I got him,
sir. Do you know how fast you're going? 87, because I have to take a crap.
Keep in mind, I was still accelerating. Exactly. I was not at my top
I was
speed.
Not ready to slow down.
Yeah, I don't know what the protocol is, because, like, man, I'm trying not to defecate in my pants in my car, but if you pull me over, I know I can't get out of the car without making this worse. I'm just going to, but if I lead you on a bit of a chase, right? And pull into the gas, run into the bathroom, like, I know you're pissed the whole time. Maybe you even kicked down the bathroom door. Can I get out of this when I explain to you what's happening? Because if you kick down the door, because you don't know what I'm up to, and when you kick down that door, you see me sitting on the toilet, and I'm blowing it up, right? Is it kind of understood, like, look, I was not trying to make this worse, man. And you know what I mean? Like, you can search my car. You can do everything else you needed to do. Honest to God, man, I had to poop this bad.
I mean, he'll feel bad for you, but
you still get the ticket?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what the proper protocol is, man. Nobody wants to poop themselves in the car. Hello, Thomas. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Hola.
Hola.
So, I don't know if I could top that tarantula story, but...
I don't think anybody can.
So, back to the dude who's in Ranger school, that's actually a common thing to do in the Army or probably in the military, you take your undershirt and you kind of like, if you have a knife or something on you, you like cut it up to use.
Sure. This seems to be the strategy we're hearing about.
You and loggers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, similar story, but with a twist. This one is in Iraq in an armored vehicle. We're going from one base to another and we can't stop because we have like VIP type people that we're escorting. So not in my vehicle, thank God. So I had to go really bad. Just stereotypical, like, urgent crap you got to take. So I, of course, do the T-shirt thing, take off my vest and everything else inside the vehicle, and I poop in a 50-cal ammo can. keep in mind, it's empty, of course, but there's other people in the armored vehicle watching me do this.
Oh, how many people did you crap in front of?
Four.
That's impressive. That's
not including...
That's impressive, and the guys from Halliburton or whoever the important people.
No, but they weren't contractors.
Okay,
it were four of the other soldiers, and that wasn't including the gunner and the driver of the vehicle. The gunner being the guy with the machine gun.
How bad does it smell in that enclosed area like that?
So I've smelled some wretched things. like, as the man who was defecating, I almost threw up. Like, it was so bad. The after effect, after it, you know, came out of me is when it really hit me. And I'm wiping my butt with my T-shirt. It's, you know, a million degrees in there. You're sweating. Like, the butt sweat smell with, like, an open piece of feces in a can. I feel bad for if any Iraqis found it because we put it all in the ammo can and we chucked it out of the vehicle.
Uh-huh. I cannot believe Febreze has not tried to recreate that.
I can't believe you could poop.
I can't believe and you hit the can no problem, like none got on the outside.
I was like squatting, holding on to a seat in the vehicle, and I had the can like inches from my butt with the other hand.
Okay,
so like I was making sure that thing was hitting the target.
Other than just, you know, like pooping outside into a hole or that I dug and leaning up against a tree or sitting on a tree, I've pretty well only used what should be, whether it's a honey bucket or whatever, a standard toilet.
General, I mean, I've had moments, but that's the truth of most people is only under extraordinary circumstances when it comes to poop.
Yeah.
Do you use these odd things? As far as a cop going to pull you over, but you're speeding because you have to poop, people have different ideas. And since none of these people are lawyers or police officers, take it as you will. Says Miles might get away with it. But Thrill, for obvious reasons, I do not suggest. I mean, look, I already understand how this goes, man. I'm not getting my ass out of the car. It says a couple of people said if you put your hazards on, this is a sign that says you're willing to pull over, but pull over where you're safe.
Okay, well, safe.
So the cop comes out and you put the hazards, but you're letting the cop know, like, man, I hear you, I recognize what's going on, right, but follow me, right? Then it says my sister was speeding because she had to poop. She got pulled over, pooped her pants while talking to the officer. And got a ticket anyway.
That's brutal.
That sucks.
I feel like that should be a warning.
That's just...
Yeah.
That's not a good day at all. What did you have to use in place of toilet paper? We got your emails coming up from the men's room at mensroomlive.com. Also, still to come, the word. I'll let you know why you sound stupid and the return of Who Sucks Less. That's all coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
My question, what did you have to use in place of toilet paper? Here come those emails from the men's room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got
After doing my business in the bathroom of a work friend's house, I realized there was no toilet paper in the bathroom, but there were scissors and the cardboard toilet paper roll. I did what had to be done and wiped my backside with cut-up cardboard. That from Nick. Scotch and hookers, dinosaurs. I was camping, woke up early afternoon in a sweat sauna that was my tent. The hangover was intense, just like the diarrhea strongly threatening to erupt. I ran into a nearby shallow stream and let it go, and then just laid there while nature's bidet cleansed me.
Nature's bidet.
And from Gay Eric. Your toilet paper discussion reminded me of my annoyance with the public toilets that use sensors to flush.
Yeah, I agree.
You sit there, you do your business, and any slight moment sets off the sensor to make the toilet flush, and that gets your butt all wet. But then when you're finally done and you get up, what happens? Nothing. For some reason, the sensor doesn't work at that point. At least that's the experience I've had for the most part. That from that guy, Eric. That guy, Eric, what you need to know is that in that instance, there are either standing wipers or sitting wipers. The standing wipers already know this, and they know how to get around
it. I'm a standing wiper, and when we first moved to this building, we didn't have the sensors on our old toilets, but we did here. So I poop, and then as I stand to wipe, the thing flushes. So now I just have a wad of dirty toilet paper, and you still don't want to be that guy, but I had to leave it there. It was explained to me later. I don't know if this is true of all of those toilets, but the ones in this building, there is a very small button on the side that you can find.
Oh, yeah. Kinda they like all have them.
Yeah. Do they all? So airport, yeah, whatever.
Well, any automatic toilet somewhere on it has a button, so you can flush it.
Yeah, that's a game changer.
People
man.
Should know that to courtesy flush as well.
Yeah, don't act like you can't currency flush because it's got sensors.
That button will allow you to go full capacity while people are sitting next to you because the sound will.
Good call.
It.
You know, I use it too, man.
That's for the ladies.
Really? Well, someone even asked. Oh, one of the comments.
Be on the ready at the button. It will allow you to go at any time. Doesn't matter if someone else is in the bathroom. The sound will mask everything. You're welcome.
Okay.
Well, someone said when you guys are going to the bathroom, and if someone else is in there, do you guys just let it rip, or do you wait for the person to leave? This person says, if I really have to go, I'll flush the cover.
It depends.
I will say this. The older you get, the less you care. You know what I mean? Like, older I've gotten, I'm like, welcome to my nightmare, bitch. What do you want me to do? You know why I went in here. And also, how familiar you are with the person, because Miles and I, it just...
Look, if you're
we'll have a full conversation,
what kind of movement
you're
is
ripping.
If I've been out drinking all night and eating terrible food and it's going to sound just awful, I'll wait.
Look, and not only that, but if you're already in there pooping and I come in to poop, that means I really got to go.
Right.
I would normally give you the privacy, but in this
sure.
instance, I got to go.
And look, just let her rip. No judgment.
Oh, we got me and my girlfriend driving to Spokane, Washington on a hill. Our car blows a piston and we're stranded on the side of the road. Going to a charity event, handing out a full box of T-shirts at the state baseball championship game. Well, I ended up having diarrhea while waiting for a tow truck to pick up our car.
Of course.
And look through the car for something, anything to wipe. While looking, attempting, I did not use the T-shirts. Instead, I reached for a Cosmo magazine my girlfriend had and ran up the hill. Needless to say, that magazine paper doesn't grab very well, and I ended up just smearing more stuff around.
Just use a shirt, man.
By the time I went to the car to grab an alternative, the tow truck was there, and I rode 50 miles in the tow truck with a very sloppy mess.
Mm.
It's been 15 years. I always have a roll in the car. Many moons ago, I served as a Bradley Fighting Vehicle gunner in the Army. We were out on a two-week exercise in the field. Towards the end of the exercise, I was getting tired of Army food and decided to eat a whole big bag of pizza combos for lunch. Thought nothing more of it till I woke up in the back of the Bradley at 1 a.m. with my intestines in a ringer. First problem was the master power switch was up by the driver, so it was pitch black in the interior. I began that panic scramble to put on boots and grab my gear. I then scurried up into the turret to find and try to find my night vision goggles, as it again was pitch black. Outside, again failing to find them in a timely manner, as the contents of my bowels were making a case for immediate exit. Finally, I secure said goggles and pop the hatch. I was hoping at this point to protect some dignity and use the Porter John that was a good 300 yards away from our position. 50 yards into my trek to the bathroom, my position became unavailable. I knew I wasn't going to make it. I scrambled to get my pants down, and it was too late. I unleashed something that was very similar to a cow pie. Upon regaining my composure, after the mad scramble, I realized I had not grabbed any toilet paper. All I had was a pocket-sized notepad. So there I squatted, looking through my night vision goggles to make sure my name wasn't on any of the sheets of paper that could identify me at the crime scene that I'd used to wipe myself. As a final bit of humiliation, it turns out my dash to the bathroom ended about 10 feet off the back of the comrade's vehicle, where, ironically, we had a platoon meeting at first light. It caused many laughs and theories as to who did it, but I was not about to confess.
Yeah.
Let's see. And I was using the only stall when a guy shook the door trying to get in. I said, "It's occupied." He said, "I really need to go. What do you think I'm doing?" When I got done, the guy's sitting in the urinal while I'm at the sink. He gets done, walks out, no wiping, no hand washing, no nothing.
Damn.
Nothing.
Yeah. A couple comments there?
First says, all this talk about pooping, it's really making me have to poop. When I was in the Navy, the ship ran out of toilet paper once. I ended up having to rip the pages out of my Playboy. And we know none of them involved a naked woman. Well, this guy, I had to wipe my ass with a dead rabbit. Freshly dead, but I'd have to say pretty damn plush, but the fur was ruined.
I bet it was.
Yes,
how lucky. I don't have time for a few extra emails in the men's room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail.
Hello, Michelos. Today is my girlfriend Marie, or my friend Maria's birthday. Can you sing her the happy birthday song and give her "Your Penis Is Too Small"? Thanks, guys. You're the best. That from Craig. Guys, my sister Kaylee would like for the guys and Robin to talk all over each other about what it's like being 23, because no one likes you when you're 23. It would make her day. That from Sean.
Sean, the only thing I remember about her is a move to a crap face all the time. The Roman heart of
hell.
You can rally, baby. That's all you got to do.
Guys, it's my birthday. How about a Sarah Palin suck it up, followed by a cut that bitch off. Next caller. Thanks for making life hilarious and rock on. That from Paul.
So suck it up, cupcake.
Cut that bitch off. Next caller.
Hello, guys. It's my boyfriend's birthday today. He needs a big old bong rip and some turtle sex. Happy birthday, Jimmy. That from Christina. Guys, happy birthday to the talented, intelligent Tatiana on her 29th birthday. Can the dirty Germans or maybe the Russian comrades tell her all about her delicious, decadent dumplings? Cheers, you guys rock that from Bacon.
Yeah, I do not know you, but I like your dumplings anyway. I say we have sex into the German rhythm method. When I get close, I will pull Audi.
Yeah, dumplings are great. They're soft and inside is sausage. So that means you'll probably be nice to my satchel.
Oh, I'd like to wish my girl Katie, pronounced KT, a very special 30-something trip around the sun. She is loved and respected by all she comes in contact with, especially me, blah, 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 blah. Can she have Robin try to seduce her in German, followed by Ozzy Ted, winning her back by talking about his luscious beard? Olive juice, baby. That from Upside Down Scott.
Ja, das geht überhaupt nicht.
Yeah, Ted here from Melbourne. You like finally shape things, bristle prads, real men? Get on this beard. I'll take you for a ride.
Bitches love the show. Wondering if you could please get some turtle sex and maybe some dirty German professional wrestling talk for my 28th birthday. Thanks, guys. That from Jamie.
Yeah, you like wrestling. I will show you the people's elbow. You'll be surprised where it fits.
Yeah, I like professional wrestling. All the tight pants and big high boots.
Birthday to my son of a boyfriend, TJ. Can I get a suck it up cupcake and some Ozzy Ted talking about the Outback?
So suck it up, cupcake!
Yeah, Ted here from Melbourne. Do I hear about the Outback? Well, I guess you like an affordable steak and a cold beer. Maybe a blooming onion.
Bitches, today's my 43rd birthday. How about the Dirty Germans? That from Jeremy.
Yeah, for your birthday, we will have candy bar sex. I will drop my Three Musketeers on your Milky Way.
Yeah, and maybe I'll turn you into a payday. Remember, they're covered with nuts.
Want to wish our dad, Neil, a.k.a. Kickstand, a happy 60th birthday. Can you please tell him to get a new car? He'd also like an original barbershop fish sandwich. That from Travis, Trevor, and Mama B.
Can I get a fish sandwich? Oh, you know I gotta eat right. Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich? You put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy birthday to you, bitches.
Yaza Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Ooh. A couple extra here. Guys, I'm in the Navy. And two of my buddies, myself and their wives, go to the grocery store to get more beer and some other stuff to make dinner. One of my friends thought it would be funny to poke me repeatedly in the ass with a huge zucchini. Well, as we were walking past the meats, I saw some whole salmon laid out on a bed of ice. In my drunken state, I went full on Dr. Seuss and said, do you wish to be hit with a fish? Grabbed the 9-pound salmon by the tail and took a full baseball swing, hit my boy in the grape, knocked his ass out. Everyone was laughing hysterically as we tried to wake him up. Then the cops showed up. I spent the night in jail, and the guy I knocked out was the one who showed up to get me out. Good times, bitches. I tried calling in for the assault thing, but I think my cock is sleepy and droopy, according to the email.
Oh, he's definitely droopy, but wide awake.
Damn.
My first job was a cart pusher and produce stock boy in Cleveland, Ohio. I was pushing a long row of carts, wearing the vest and whole shebang like I was supposed to, when a 2000-something Mercury Cougar rounded a corner without stopping and apparently without seeing me. The car was only going 5 to 10, but I still went over the hood, roof, and the trunk. I tried to lay it on my feet, but I ended up just ripping off the spoiler.
I got up ready to murder something, but then a late 20-something woman got out of the car. She was drop-dead gorgeous, and needless to say, I didn't do anything but try to hide my 14-year-old erection. I got a hug, $50, torn jeans, and a slight concussion. All in all, a pretty good deal. Guys, when I was assaulted, so I know this is a little bit late, but I have to listen to the podcast. I'm always a day behind. Anyway, I'm from Texas in the military, stationed in Monterey, California. I was at a country concert a few days ago, and some ass takes my cowboy hat off my head. Now, where I'm from, you only touch a man's hat if you want to F him or fight him. I said this to the guy, and I guess I wasn't his type, so he tags me in the eye. I got a few decent shots in, but I got my hat back. Still have a shiner right now and bruised hands. Third time my hat has caused me to fight in Cali. F California. That from Ash. Guys, one weekend when I was in San Francisco while doing repair from my last earthquake, my friend decided to stop off at Baker Beach before leaving for a drive back to Salem, Oregon. Baker Beach is a nude beach. We fell asleep. Anyway, a few days later, my friend's girlfriend peeled the whole ass carefully and left it on the table of my skin with a note to send to my roommates, "Here's a piece of my ass if you guys haven't gotten any lately. I wish I could have gotten a picture of that peeled off ass as it sat there on the table." Ola bitches, that from Paul. All right, still to come on Drink and Toast with a shout of the day, but first...
Now, the men's room wants to know... Who sucks less?
Yay, time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Thrillhill, you bring us three stories from the news. It is up to us to determine which of these three stories suck the least. Now, if you like the men's room on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, it is. And as always, man, there are no shortage of people that suck out there. But this week we are going to go with the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, also known as ICE, who we've been hearing a lot about lately. You might remember the affluenza teen. This was the kid in Texas who underage got drunk, killed four people, and managed to basically not do jail time because his lawyer argued he suffers from affluenza.
I do remember that, yeah.
He was raised so rich, he doesn't know what it is to have responsibility. So, and it worked. But we're talking about his mother. And then Nicholas Cruz, a.k.a. the Parkland High School shooter. Not so much him in this case, but a story about him. So... let us start with the Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Now, last year, ICE, they deported over 226,000 people, all right? Now, during the first 3 months of this fiscal year, they've deported about 56,000 people, 46% of whom had not been convicted of a crime. Now, this year, ICE expects to deport about 200,000 people.
200,000 people?
But it is highly unlikely.
Wow.
That this particular guy will be among them, even though he's a war criminal and, in fact, the last Nazi war criminal living in the United States. This guy served as a guard during World War II at a labor camp I can't pronounce, but he also trained those participating in Operation Reinhardt. What the hell is Operation Reinhardt? Oh, that was a plan to exterminate every Jew in German-occupied Poland. This is who this guy is, okay? He entered this country in 1949 without divulging his past. He was later awarded citizenship, of which he was stripped by a federal judge in 2004. Okay, so this federal judge figures out who this guy is and says, man, we're taking our citizenship away. And he was ordered deported 14 years ago. ICE knows this. And we know ICE knows this because we know this, okay? He's not Mexican. Fed doesn't care. They won't deport him. During a single day back in November 1943, this guy... all of the more than 6,000 prisoners at a Nazi camp were systematically butchered. This was one of the guys that was there. By helping to prevent the escape of these prisoners, this guy, you can figure out the rest. Anyway, he lives quietly in Jackson Heights, Queens, on a leafy tree-lined street, less than 2 miles from Citi Field. Must be a great life for him. They're aware of him. They'll deport anybody, but a known Nazi war criminal whose citizenship was revoked once it was exposed who he was, they won't get rid of him. Your buddy Jose, get his ass out of the country. Nazi war criminal, you know, what can you do? So now let's talk about the affluenza teen, but not him specifically, his mother. Now, another member of America's infamous affluenza family is behind bars. That would be the mother, Tanya Couch. She failed a drug test. But keep in mind, this mother, that would be the mother of Ethan Couch, she was jailed for violating the conditions of her bond, which prohibited controlled substances, marijuana, and alcohol. She'd been free on bond while awaiting a trial next month for taking $30,000 and her son to Mexico to hide him after he missed a probation appointment. Keep in mind, he killed people, got away with it. He's on probation. And when he missed the probation, his mom grabbed his dumb ass, took him to Mexico. I mean, she was the one behind. Anyway, so she's still in a bond. Well, she's been charged with money laundering, hindering the apprehension of a felon. It on and on it goes, but basically, that's the only reason she's in jail right now. And she couldn't stay away from the stuff. Now, Nicholas Cruz. This is the kid who shot up the Parkland High School. Well, his brother, he actually wanted to start a fan club for this kid, but someone actually beat him to it. Believe it or not, stacks of fan mail, including love letters and suggestive photographs, they've been arriving for this kid at the Broward County Jail. One was sent from Texas. The writer identifies herself as an 8-year-old high school senior before sharing her breast size. She adds, quote, "Your eyes are beautiful and the freckles on your face make you so handsome." A letter sent by a woman in Chicago was accompanied by 9 photos. One showed cleavage, another, well, I won't get into that, but let's just say it involved a popsicle. Other letters provided words of encouragement, offers of friendship, or money.
What's wrong with people?
To money to be added to his commissary account. Now, according to the Polk County Sheriff's Office, a 13-year-old boy who idolized and collected photos of Cruz, he said he actually wanted to be the next school shooter and kill lots of kids. This is a fan mail that he's sending to this dude. So essentially, this is what we've got. We've got ICE, who, if you're brown, get out of town. But if you're a Nazi war criminal, you're cool. Because remember, as we discovered, there's good people on both sides, Dave.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We have the affluenza mom, who basically, her son got away with killing 4 people. She basically got away with aiding and abetting a fugitive. All she had to do was not get busted drinking or smoking. She couldn't even do that. And then going up against the fan club that has formed around this Nicholas Cruz kid, who is the Parkland school shooter. And it should be noted that the overwhelming majority of this kid's fan clubs are the kids. I'm talking 13 to 18 right. To idolize this kid for what he did, man.
I mean, I think ICE sucks the worst. If the Nazis
I would
out.
Agree with that.
And then, only because it's other kids, as wrong as it is, like, kids make poor decisions. So.
Right.
But I think the mom sucks the least.
Affluenza mom?
Yeah, because at the end of the day, the judge that let him get away with that, me, is the one that is the worst person here.
Right. I agree.
She's not a great mother, either.
Obviously.
Right.
That's a fact.
The debate continues. If you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live or like the Men's Room on Facebook on Who Sucks Less. All right, coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. The word lets you know why you sound dumb. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Coming up, we're going to drink and toast with a shot of the day. But first, time for the word. And according to workandmoney.com, we have 10 misused phrases that make you sound dumb. I'm going to give you some of these phrases, and then you can see if you can figure out the correct way to use the phrase. In other words, these are said pretty commonly, but most of the time we're saying them wrong. So here are a few that make you sound dumb. For all intensive purposes, should be...
intense and purposes.
Intense, as in intentions. The correct way to say that is, for all intents and purposes. That is correct. What if I say I...
But wait a minute. When people, one thing I will say, you know, when people say these things wrong, a lot of the times it's because when we say things, we don't speak clearly.
Yeah.
So people go, I thought it was intensive purposes, because when you hear people say it, that's what it sounds like they're saying.
Believe it or not, I could care less should be...
I can care less.
I could not, not. Care less. I couldn't oh. care less is the correct way. How about one in the same? One in the same.
That's what I thought it was.
It's a minor difference, but you should be saying one and the same.
Huh?
Technically, one okay, and the right, same right, right. is wrong. Tongue-in-cheek. Just a tongue-in-cheek thing.
I thought that's what it was as well.
It's not tongue-in-cheek. It should be tongue-in-cheek.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
I thought it's tongue-in-cheek.
The facial expression people make when they're joking. Like if you're trying not to laugh and push the side of your cheek into your, or your tongue into your cheek.
It's also what my son does mm-hmm. when he's in trouble.
How about, I don't jive with that.
That's what I would say.
It's supposed to be jibe.
Oh.
J-I-B-E. Jibe means to be in agreement with something.
I jibe you.
Jive is a type of dance or a way of speaking. But people started using the word jive in the 1920s.
Way of speaking.
And according to Merriam-Webster, they started confusing it with jibe almost immediately. So they say, don't worry if you mess that one up. They've been messing it up since 1920. It's a moot point, should be.
Moot.
Moot. Moot. Spelled M-O-O-T. Obviously, mute means to silence something. Moot means something that's just insignificant. All right, how about deep-seated? Deep-seated.
A deep-seated hatred.
A deep-seated hatred.
S-E-E-D-E-D?
Correct.
That's what I believe
it's
it is.
It's a deep seat.
Is it seated or seated?
It is seat. S-E-A-T. Deep-seated. Huh. It means something buried deeply within an existing structure. Most people won't call you out on it, but deep-seated should only be used if you're talking about March Madness teams or gardening.
No, yeah, fair enough.
All right. I should have done that.
Should have.
Should have is right. People get it confused because the contraction should have sounds like should of, so mm-hmm. it's another one that really just matters when you write it down. It's a dog-eat-dog world. It's a dog-eat-dog world.
Dog-eat-dog, right?
Should be dog-eat-dog world.
Yeah.
A dog-eat-dog world sounds cute. A dog-eat-dog world describes a ruthless place where dogs are so desperate they eat each other if necessary.
Who's calling it a dog-eat-dog world?
A dog-eat-dog world. Well,
yeah, I've never heard
I mean, I correct somebody on that. Like, you mean dog-eat-dog.
Right. Dog. And this is more on the way you write it, but the term shoe-in. How do you write shoe-in?
Shoe-in?
Yes.
S-H-U-I-N, I believe?
Like a no, S-H-O-E-I-N.
Okay, that's what most people think, but it's actually S-H-O-O. And again, it only matters when you write it, but it comes from the horse racing term shoe, S-H-O-O, meaning to urge in a certain direction, as in, that horse is going to win, and then they'll shoe him into the winner's circle.
I'd like to shoe you toward my penis.
Does that make any sense? So again, a mute point should be a moot point. Deep-seated should be deep-seated.
Damn it.
Should've should be should-have. It's a dog-eat-dog world should be it's a dog-eat-dog
sounds
world.
Sounds like a Snoop album.
For all intensive purposes,
it's a dog-eat-dog world.
For all intents and purposes, and tongue-in-cheek should be tongue-in-cheek. There you go on the world. All right, Robin. Robin, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast a former police detective from Sussex, England. To give you an idea, Mike Hawk came in at some point, and he's checking through my notes, and he tells me later, he says, look, I had a news story, and I immediately went through your paper to see what your shot of the day was. I was very happy that this was your shot of the day, because if it wasn't, I was going to tell you this is your shot of the day. And he's absolutely correct. This former police detective, we call him former because he lost his job after taking a week off for sick leave. And the problem, you see, is not that he took the leave. It's that while he was on leave, he sold himself for sex. He advertised on a website called Adult Work. He used their Sweet Sensations account, and he was accepting payment for sex at his home. That's what he did for the week, made his money.
Jeez a whiz.
Basically, he's a gigolo. All right. And keep in mind,
that's awesome.
He's the second guy in 3 years from the Sussex Police Department to go down for this. But anyway, he was busted, and it got him fired from his job for all of the obvious reasons. But we're toasting him simply for this one reason. His name, and I'm not making this up, this would be Constable Detective Dick Holder. Now, I mean, the name's bad enough as it is, but I just think, like, if you're also a prostitute, yeah, that is the guy's name.
Oh, man.
man.
Dick Holder, gigolo.
And he made money. He just decided to do it and made money. That's kind of impressive.
Every time he took a week off, he made money,
that's
man.
That's amazing.
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
Profile this on the way. Let's get caller 9 on the line right now to play 844-999-OLA.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.